on the Wild Coast Wake Up on this Thursday morning. And right now I've got the pleasure of talking to Sibakhle Gumede from Sanby, the Quelaga National Botanical Garden being run by Sanby. And Sibakhle is going to talk to us about the event that starts today, in fact, and that's the Buffalo City Nature Challenge. Sibakhle, good morning and welcome to the show.
Good morning, Wayne. Thank you for welcoming me and hello to all the listeners at home.
It's an absolute pleasure. Thanks for chatting to us. And the Buffalo City Nature Challenge, starting today, running until the 29th of April. Tell us exactly what it entails, because it looks like, from what I've read up, it's where the public can actually get involved very, very much as well.
Yes, it's actually loads of fun if you're a person that loves going out and exploring the nature. So it actually starts tomorrow, which is the 26th up until the 29th of April. Yes, it is basically a playful global challenge where cities all over the world are competing amongst each other to see which city will get the most observation using the app iNaturalist, which you can download. And then you do your observation of whatever, whether be it a plant, an animal, whatever species that are occurring in that place. You take a picture, you put it on iNaturalist, and then the senior citizen scientist will be then able to identify what you have captured.
Okay. And I'm guessing then it would also then be logged and put onto a database for future research. And would one of the aims of this, would it be that, for instance, being on the lookout for rare species, maybe somebody sends a picture of a plant or an animal that hasn't been seen in the area for ages, and all of a sudden it's back again. That would obviously prick the attention of the specialists.
Definitely. It is giving us an opportunity to know what is occurring in our city. For instance, here in Buffalo City, it would be nice to know the species that we have, the rich biodiversity that we have. And the best way to do that is by taking these pictures, uploading them. And who knows, maybe you might find yourself observing a fish that was last seen 100 years ago, or even better, discovering a species that has not yet been found. Right. You observe this, and we have people that will be able to identify and say, actually, this is what you have observed. So it's giving us like it's an opportunity to explore our ecosystem in Buffalo City.
Okay, and then obviously, knowing then what is around, and would it be a way for the specialists also to maybe pick up patterns and see, but wait a minute, these species should be around, but yet they weren't recorded by people taking their random sort of pictures on their explorations. That might be a sign of something else that's horribly wrong.
Yes, it will give all of that information. So last year we also did the City Nature Challenge as BCM. It was our first year entering the City Nature Challenge, and fortunately we were able to do over just 1,100 species that we observed last year with only 16 participants.
Wow.
So now we are hoping that with the platform that Wild Coast FM is giving us, we will be able to reach more people, you know, who will partake in this interesting challenge,
okay.
You know, because it is very much important that we engage in such things. You know, schools are welcome. Normal people, it's just a matter of having a cell phone on hand and taking a picture and uploading, so you can participate in this beautiful event.
And as you say, it's all you simply need is a cell phone and obviously a little bit of data to connect. And everybody's got a cell phone and people love taking pictures. So let's take pictures that would make a difference.
Definitely, definitely. Just download the iNaturalist app, which we have all the details on our Kwelega National Botanical Garden page on Facebook. You just download the iNaturalist app, and then you join the project, which is City Nature Challenge Southern Africa 2024 umbrella project. You will find that underneath projects. And then from there, you will also join a Buffalo City Nature Challenge. All of those links are there on our Facebook page. Then from there, you just take pictures. We all love taking pictures. I mean, it's very fun. It's something you can do with the kids. It's something you can do with your grandmother. Like, everyone can participate and be involved in this. You take those pictures and then you upload them few days later, or even better, hours later. You'll be having a fun is exactly you saw on your backyard, you saw by the park, or you saw while you were taking that hike.
Right. And, you know, I'm just thinking aloud, but, you know, with it being full moon at the moment, the tides are very low. So it would be an ideal opportunity to go walking along the coastline. Having a look at those rock pools. You know, it's always fun looking into the rock pools and seeing what's living in there. And you never know, you might find something unique.
Definitely, definitely. So it doesn't limit you to only just going up for hikes, as you are saying, Wayne. You can, if you're a person that loves rivers, you can explore organisms which are occurring in rivers. If you're a person that loves the ocean, you can take a walk, you know, when you're taking that stroll and look. And we have planned an event where we want to just meet up all of us in Buffalo City, that the people that will be interested in doing this challenge. We have decided that it would be nice to look at the coastline and have a walk that will start in Nahoon, by the Batcave Nahoon Nature Reserve, at 9 a.m. on the 27th. So if you're out there and you're available on the 27th, join us in the morning at 9 a.m. and come take a walk with us. You don't have to do the whole walk. It's not going to be like a hike where we said that we have a destination. No, you can just, if you feel like you want to look at the coastline only, you want to walk around and take shells of mussels. It also doesn't have to be like a fish, a living fish. Even if you find a shell of a mussel, even if you find feathers of a bird, you can find a nest, take a picture. So long as there's evidence that there is a living organism or there is that living species occurring there, someone will be definitely able to identify and tell us exactly what that is.
Right, right. So there's a number of activities happening, and that being the main one. And of course, the Kwelega National Botanical Garden is in the process of being developed. Just on a side note, is that open to the public yet, or is it still under construction?
So the botanical garden is still under construction and things are moving. It's interesting and exciting. Things are moving when we believe very soon the public will be allowed to come into the botanical gardens. But we still welcome people, we still welcome the public to come and enjoy the beach, the Kwelega beach, enjoy the natural forest where they can get to do the hike for the Magoza hike, the Magoza peak. That is open to the public and they can come. They can also come and check out our nursery. We have a lot of variety of indigenous plants that people can come and look at.
Right.
But hopefully in the near future, very soon, the gates will be open for the people to come and enjoy the botanical
garden. So we're looking forward to that, and you must keep us posted on that as well. Sibakle, one last question. If somebody wants more information about this event starting tomorrow, Where can they go? Where's the best place? Would it be on your social media platforms?
So currently we are doing a countdown on our Facebook page, which is Kwelega National Botanical Garden. You can follow us there. That is where all the information is being posted up on daily basis. We are pushing as we are approaching the 26th, which is tomorrow. Or alternatively, you can, if a person wants to call, they can call us on our offices, which is 043-737-0061.
Great.
That is where they can get us, or better on Facebook.
On Facebook. So there are channels available. Just look up the Kwelakwe National Botanical Garden.
Yes, Kwelakwe National Botanical Garden. So I would just like to urge everyone to remember to download the app, iNaturalist, and take pictures, observe, and post.
As simple as that. Take pictures, observe, and post, and you could become famous finding that elusive species.
Yes, and we are putting Buffalo City on the map. This is something for us. It's not for anybody else, but it's for us as citizens of Buffalo City.
And you can participate literally at grassroots level.
Yes, yes, definitely. Wherever you are, you don't even have to join us. I just want to emphasize that. Mm-hmm. You don't have to say, I want to be where everyone is. Wherever you are, at your backyard, at in the parks, wherever you are, definitely you can just take a picture, upload, and you will get an identification. It's as easy as that.
Great. Sibakle,
and it's loads of fun.
I can imagine it will be. And you know, you might learn a whole lot from it and find things that you didn't even know existed in your garden.
Definitely. It's always interesting to know what you have and to be open-minded into learning about the things that surround you. So this is definitely an opportunity.
Indeed. Sibakle, thank you very, very much for chatting to us today, and all the best for the event. And we'll definitely keep in touch and follow the course of how it's going.
Thank you so much, Wayne, for having me. And a big thank you to all the listeners at home. Looking forward to meeting and seeing everyone on the 27th.
Great stuff. Thanks very much for the chat.
Sure, thank you.
Cheerio then. That's Sibakle Gomede from Sanby, the Kwelakwe National Botanical Gardens here in East London, in Buffalo City, and chatting to us about the Buffalo City Nature Challenge between the 26th and 29th of April. And you can get all the details of the challenge on the Kwelakwe National Botanical Gardens Facebook page.